Everyone, welcome to our online devotional. Going to be Father's Day this weekend, so we look forward to having a good church service, both the 9:30 traditional, the 11 o'clock contemporary. We also have a child dedication this coming Sunday, and soon we'll begin our summer schedule, July 2nd through August 27th. We will meet Sundays at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary, and Wednesday at 7 p.m. In the air-conditioned chapel. And we'll do that throughout the summer, so we look forward to that. We've been talking about what a healthy church is, and this is a good book to own, What is a Healthy Church? Mark Deaver is the author. And there's many chapters. Two of them are theology and doctrine, that a church needs sound doctrine and sound theology. And as a refresher, here's our doctrinal statement of faith here at First Parish. We believe there's one God, eternally existent in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Number two, we believe in the deity of Jesus Christ. Jesus is God. We believe in his virgin birth, his sinless life, in his miracles, in his vicarious and atoning death through his shed blood, in his bodily resurrection, in his ascension to the right hand of the Father, and his personal return in power and glory. Number three, we believe for salvation of lost and sinful people, personal regeneration by the Holy Spirit is absolutely essential. Number four, we believe in the present ministry of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling power and fullness the Christian is enabled to live a godly life in this present evil world. We believe in the spiritual unity, number five, of all believers in Jesus Christ. Number six, we believe in a resurrection, the resurrection of both the saved and the lost, those who are saved to eternal life, and those that are lost to eternal damnation. We also believe that the Bible, consisting of the Old and New Testaments, is the only inspired, inerrant, infallible, and authoritative Word of God. Number eight, we believe God has ordained family as the foundational institute of human society. We believe in a biblical standard of marriage between one man and one woman. And number nine, we believe in celebrating two sacraments of the church, as Christ instructed the church, baptism and communion. And so that's a basic doctrinal statement based on scriptures, a sound theology, if you will. My wife and I were in a town recently the other day, walked by a church, and it had a placard, you know, something on the lawn, a sign, if you will, stating what they believe. Said things like, we believe in equality for all people. We believe in BLM. We believe in LGBTQ. And there was a whole list of things. Nowhere in their list of beliefs did they say they believed in God. Nowhere did it say we believe in the Bible, that the Bible's the Word of God. Nothing about faith in Christ. It was basically a list of support for various causes. Human causes that are popular today. That church does not have a sound doctrine or sound theology, and you would almost be able to say, you really could say, they're not really a biblical church or a church at all. They no longer believe in the God of the Bible or Jesus of the Bible or in the standards or the doctrines or teachings of the Bible. Unfortunately, there are many mainline churches in our country today that really aren't churches at all. They become conduits for social causes. There is no need for salvation because there is no sin, there is no morality. And they believe that in their God, they teach their God and their Jesus loves everyone to the extent that there is no justice with God or you know, a God who will punish those who don't follow him. They only believe in a God of salvation for all. And again, Jesus would not have had to go on the cross either, because again, everyone's saved and there's no need. There is no standard. There's no moral standards. There's no biblical standards. There's no biblical theology, no biblical doctrine. So I know this is a kind of an awkward teaching, but a healthy church holds to biblical doctrine and theology. An unhealthy church becomes more of a social club. Social causes and helping various needs is a good thing. But the church's main focus should be the gospel and teaching the truth of doctrine and theology, not the latest whims of society. We do not let the culture tell us what to believe. We let the Bible tell us what to believe. So something to chew on today as we get ready for the weekend. I would encourage you, tell your friends about this devotional. I'm not sure how many from our church or otherwise are actually watching each week. But we'd certainly like to increase our viewership if we're going to continue this ministry. And we hope to see you all this weekend. God bless. Father, we thank you for the Bible. We thank you for good doctrine, sound doctrine, that we can study to show ourselves to be approved, to not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth, Lord. And may more churches teach your truth. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. God bless and have a great, great weekend. See you Sunday.